From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. The Columbia City Council voted yesterday to approve the construction of a new apartment complex on Locust Street. The developers plan to demolish the James Condominium, Quinton's, and Bridges Clothing. KBIA's Nick Kompel tells us more about last night's vote.
The Fields Holding Company got permission to combine two plots of land on Locust Street between 9th and 10th Street. The 10-story building that will be built there will include retail space on the ground floor, a floor of parking, and 205 apartments. Fourth Ward Councilmember Ian Thomas voted yes on the proposal. He says at this stage, as long as the developers aren't violating any of the city's zoning laws, construction is approved.
It is no higher than 10 stories in that it does include 25% parking spaces per the number of beds that are proposed, and also that it has retail on the ground floor.
Third Ward Council Member Carl Scala is the only council member who voted no on the proposal. He says the continuous addition of student housing developments is leaving little left in Columbia for the city's permanent residents. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Kompel.
A House committee says it wants to stop state payments on the Edward Jones Dome. Jason Rosenbaum reports that the move is a response to a failed effort to build a riverfront stadium.
A House budgetary subcommittee voted to take out the $12 million allotment that largely goes to pay off the debt at the Edward Jones Dome. The state, St. Louis County, and St. Louis are all slated to make debt payments on the facility until 2021. Lawmakers such as Representative Robert Ross were upset with how Governor Jay Nixon tried to issue debt for a new football stadium without a legislative or statewide vote. The UConn Republican doesn't want the governor to try a similar move again.
This is me protecting the taxpayers. I don't want to see, you know, another public-funded effort to the tune of $500 million that are going to indebt our kids and grandkids along the way.
Ross noted there are opportunities for the Jones Dome appropriation to return. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The legislature has given final approval to legislation that would create a new circuit court in southwest Missouri. The House voted yesterday to split the court covering Christian and Taney counties and the city of Branson. The Senate approved the measure in January. The bill now heads to Governor Jay Nixon's desk. Lawmakers from the area said a single court doesn't have the capacity to serve the population of those two counties, along with the millions of tourists who visit Branson each year. They said splitting the counties would help clear the area's backlog of cases. Last year, Nixon vetoed a bill that would have paid for more courthouses by raising court fees. Supporters said they removed fees from this bill to earn Nixon's approval. Truman State University's president is moving on. Troy Pano informed the Board of Governors Sunday that he is leaving Truman to head to the University of Mary Washington in Fredericksburg, Virginia. He says the opportunity will allow him and his wife to be closer to family that lives in Arlington. Pano says he is very grateful for the time he had at Truman. He's found his work one-on-one with students at Truman to be the most fulfilling, and he looks forward to building those types of relationships at Mary Washington.
That's what I find most gratifying about my work, is having that opportunity to really get down and get into the weeds with students, whether it's teaching a class or advising them or having them in my office or getting invited to their student organizations.
Pano will officially leave Truman State on July 1st. The Missouri Rural Crisis Center and two farmers are suing the Missouri Department of Agriculture to halt a referendum on higher fees for cattle farmers. The Crisis Center will ask a judge today to issue a temporary restraining order to stop the department from proceeding with preparations for the April referendum. The referendum would ask farmers to approve doubling the per animal checkoff fee from $1 to $2. The money would go to the Missouri Beef Industry Council. The Crisis Center alleges the election rules were illegally crafted behind closed doors and require farmers to disclose confidential business information. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.